Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
All I want to do is zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. Just shake your rope. All I want to do is zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. Just shake your rope. All I want to do is zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. Just shake your rope.
And sit on the cake.
Sit on the cake. Oh, come on. Check, baby. Check, baby. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I didn't realize Rex and Effect were hot. Look at that picture.
Ooh, you're right.
They could Rex this effect.
That I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it means my butthole. Boom, 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 boom.
That's the dog that lives in your butthole, yeah, and the cat behind him.
Yeah. And the goldfish.
And the old lady who lives in the back.
I told you to be quiet back there.
She's in a house coat.
Get off my lawn.
Y'all, it's Lip.
It's Lip. Love in Paradise.
Season 3, episode 2, Rump Shaker. I assume because of cake sitter / balloon popper.
Boy,
triggered.
I was triggered a lot. I'm sorry. I felt bad.
I hate watching people pop balloons. I don't know who could get off sexually from it.
Kara's not doing balloons anymore. I don't think she has her, or maybe she has.
She came to her senses.
She's doing her own jewelry line. It's really pretty.
Good for her.
She's trying.
Good for her.
She's trying to market that shit out.
Go from the dark side.
Surely they'll be on Happily Ever After.
Have to be.
Yeah, they'll be on it. Yeah.
Let's just hope we don't see. I think we are. I think we'll definitely see Bilal and Shida.
Yeah.
And probably Andre and Libby.
Oh, and Big Ed.
Big Ed and Liz.
Yeah, it's going to be all the same trash.
Just keep slamming my hand in a door.
Okay. You know what? We watched it. We're not going to have it again for another probably 8 months. So why don't we just do what my mother does and completely avoid that and worry about it until later.
Good coping mechanism.
Yeah.
Yo, this is Love in Paradise.
Oh, good. I mean, just.
Yeah.
Oh, this show, y'all. This is a show that, when they get people that audition, like, it wasn't in existence then.
Yeah.
But this is a show that, like, Paul and Carini would have been on. Because this is for the weirds of the weird of 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, this is the Yahoos.
The Yahoos.
These are the people who decided whether they need to be on My Strange Addiction or this show.
Yeah. It's good.
You're right.
It's good. Really quick, we have a couple of little brief things to tell you about. First of all, our charity, May 7th, this month is the Drag Defense Fund. And on May 7th, they're going to be doing a digital worldwide moment you can buy a ticket to. We're going to be doing a live Discord
watch and chat.
Watch and chat. And as we said on a Reality Gaze Plus show, and we're going to be drinking Bud Light. Thank you very much. So,
yes.
Because they are supporting trans creators like Dylan Mulvaney.
Yes.
If you don't know what all that's about, Google it. But
inclusivity matters.
It does.
Just a shred of inclusivity.
Just a shred. And you know what? I was telling Poodle on the show, I had a Bud Light the other day, and it was really good. You got to get it cold. If it's a little warm, it's not good.
Can I just say I drink a Bud Light and support them and buy one and throw it in the trash?
No.
But I want to support them, but also be a snob.
Well, all right, everybody. This week is the last week of Live-O, so we're doing the interview with Lindsay. That's going to go up on the free feed, so you're going to have that the week after. YouTube Live's coming up on April 30th for our RG Plus members at the $15 tier.
We also have, for this tier, we've got Selling Sunset.
Well, you forget, this is a free show now.
Oh, never mind.
You're used to this was a $5
show. I'm used to, yes.
This is
yeah, we're taking all comers on this one.
We were, but you can get it ad free for your pleasure on the $8 tier.
Yeah.
But yes, you were gonna say the $5 tier has what coming from Netflix?
Selling Sunset season 6.
Looks
and it, other S's.
Looks good. That's coming out the end of May and or mid May.
Mid-May.
And then May 17th. End of May is Ultimatum.
Queer Love.
Very excited.
Yep.
And your bi-curious return to Amish. I think that's it. We'll be doing our finale of Seeking Brother Husband with Cara Berry from Everyone's Business But Mine. So that'll be next week on that feed as well. There's
a lot to do.
Else. We got Below Deck, Sailing Yacht. But I feel like we're in a good, except for Seeking Brother Husband, which has been a little bit of a...
Oh, a lot of
I feel
of
like all of our shows are firing on all cylinders.
Even
right
you,
now.
Me, and my ex.
Oh, that show's coming hard and saying, thought you didn't miss me, did you?
I didn't realize, because this season for Extreme Sisters was so rough, I didn't realize You, Me, and My Ex was going to be more delightful.
I haven't watched this week's episode of You.
You, Me, and My Ex?
Uh-huh.
I have not watched it.
I haven't watched it either. Anyway. Exciting stuff. I think that's it. I feel like there was something I wanted to tell everybody about, but oh well, I'm just not going to remember it till later.
I do want to say thanks for your thoughts and prayers for us on Mothgate.
It was terrifying.
It was indeed a moth.
I still think it could have been a bird.
You did scream, "It's a bird, it's a bird."
I did, because it could have been.
It was a very large moth.
Or it could have been a sparrow.
It'd be a very tiny bird.
Little sparrow.
That's a really pretty song.
It's a really pretty song.
So, y'all, sadly, the moth, it did fly at me and flew into my garbage disposal, and the moth is not from this realm anymore.
It flew in your ass?
That's what I call it.
You should see when it backs up.
Oof.
Oof.
Yep. Needs a special repairman.
A special repairman.
If you're wondering what we're talking about, our toe episode featured a cameo by this moth, which flew straight at my face and scared me. And
that scared me.
You got very upset as well.
Well, you look terrified. You know, I'm an empath.
Just
when
out of
you
empathy.
Get terrified, I get terrified.
You saw it though. Actually, I saw it first, and I kind of freaked out. And you looked, and you saw it, and then the terror in your eyes. Yeah, that's on our Instagram. It's on our $15.
The whole thing's on our $15 reality video tier. There's a blip of it on the Instagram, but it went on honestly for about 4 to 5 minutes. We didn't show all that on the
no.
So it's as what I don't appreciate is the lack of tact, nor the consideration from sissies that said, "Oh my God, I've watched this 5 times in a row." Smiley face, laugh face, laugh face.
It does feel like they were laughing at our pain.
It felt like my grandpa's rooster was attacking me all over again. And when someone said, I showed this to all of my coworkers, they don't even know you. And they laughed hysterically. And my boss said, gay people are funny. I think that was problematic, but he loved it.
So, I will say, it was completely and utterly humiliating.
It was humiliating. Again, I'm glad it's entertaining for all of you. You're welcome.
Because...
Living, you know, in fear here.
Nothing about that was funny as it was happening.
Nope.
It was and then I started laughing because I was alive after. So I felt like that kind of giddiness that happens when you're alive.
I had to go find it. I couldn't find the moth. It was terrifying.
It was very scary.
It's hard podcasting. Who knew? We should probably get liability insurance for when we're working.
You flailed. If you would have hit me with your Lenny arms, you would have dislocated my jaw.
You know what? When you flail, a bird won't come towards someone who's flailing. If you just sit there and look at it, it knows your eyes are wide and it'll poke them out and kill you.
I used my pad to try to That's hit true. It out you, the you, way.
You did.
I immediately started laughing. Your horror took several...
Yeah, I had to take a half a gummy seconds. That night when I got home. But it's funny to y'all. So glad.
Yay, I'm glad.
And, so glad you
And that bitch Christina slowed it down.
Yeah, Caitlin fucking keeps retweeting. I think she even like paid to boost the post. I was like, you bitch.
That was a moment.
I hope your youth group enjoyed it.
It was a moment of pure horror. I'm so glad my humiliation gives you joy. Yo, but more That's importantly... Wild. Let's I want to talk about other people. Carlentine.
Carlentine.
Hashtag Carlentine.
They're kind of sweet.
Why does that feel like the feminized version of Carl's daughter? Look at little Carlentine.
Shoot her. Go get that picture of Carlentine.
She looks so pretty there, Carlentine.
Look there, Juanita. That's when she was in Girl Scouts.
That's my little Carlentine.
God, I had to buy all those cookies she ate.
I gotta say, I think it was a better option than Varlos.
Probably better than Varlos. She would eat all those Girl Scouts. That'd be like when I was selling World Finest Chocolate and I ate all the chocolate bars one year and my parents had to buy them.
What?
Oh, yeah. Did y'all sell World Finest Chocolate?
Yes, it was terrible.
Oh, I ate all of them. I got a bunch of Crackle Bars. I ate every single
one. It wasn't good.
Oh, I loved them then. Loved them.
Wow.
I remember that guy that he sold World, so he came around. That's someone that
They're basically like the Music Man. It's like, hello there, son. You want to make some money? We're going to sell this chocolate bars on the street.
I feel like Matt Damon would play him in a biopic. But he's really a spy. Like, he just travels the country in the 80s getting rid of Russian spies, celebrating.
Or he was like, catch me if you can.
I need to not tell this idea. Yes, he was either a con man or a spy. We need to write this script, selling World's Finest Chocolate.
I wonder if people still sell it. I bet they do.
No, I've seen it.
I think I prefer wrapping paper. When my niece and nephews sell wrapping paper, I always order some.
Yeah.
It's never very good quality.
We don't need trees anyway.
It's better than chocolate.
I didn't mind the crackle ones. I didn't like the ones with almonds. Or the caramel ones were real good.
I don't think I remember the caramel
ones. Oh, I do, because I ate those first.
Wow.
I mean, ate them all. My dad had to buy like $100 of chocolate bars. He was furious. Furious. Well, God damn it, Matt.
I just see you as a child with chocolate all over
like
your face.
I look like that Augustus Gloop from Charlie and Chocolate Factory. Had the shits for 3 days.
Wow.
I could have one right real bad.
I don't think they're good. I never liked their chocolate. I was a snob even then.
Shocker.
For chocolate.
Let's just get into this. Okay, I'm going to say this. I'm going to regret it, but we both try to be honest on this podcast of where we are. We don't try to placate to other people's feelings. If y'all like somebody and we don't care.
This is going.
Something's wrong with me that I, now that he has new hair, I'm full on attracted to Valentine.
Oh, he's so, No.
He's so like extra and whatever. But I've been with men like this, like in hookup scenarios. Y'all, I'm going to tell you this. He's good in bed.
I disagree with you.
Oh, I think he knows what he's doing.
He thinks he's good in bed, but he's dead in the middle. He is,
I don't.
He is in the 50s.
See, I think he has such performance anxiety, he will perform.
But I'm saying, all
he wants
I'm saying
you to talk
is,
about it
is the floor show. The floor show that he's giving you is all spectacle and nothing.
Maybe
there's
I need to
no
try to
impact.
Tell myself that right. But boy, when I saw him shirtless and his underwear and his dick looked like it was pretty big.
Here's the thing.
I got a little bit of coyote eyes from Looney Tunes. You know,
I'm very familiar. I think I've gone on record to say that the Roadrunner was a legendary asshole. And I still believe in that.
I believe in that. Yeah.
The fact that the Roadrunner could never catch or coyote could never catch the Roadrunner only once. What an asshole.
What an asshole.
Anyway.
It is kind of like that Roadrunner. It's just like a beautiful gay twink that can do whatever she wants to.
Can't catch
like,
me now.
Me, fuck me. Just kidding. Me. Brrr, and then
I'm
they're gone.
Steal.
Then there's Wile E. Coyote just sitting there at the corner of Trunks, drinking that third fucking Manhattan.
Oh yeah, and the
or what's those drink with cherries in them? The brown bourbon drinks, a sour Manhattan sour.
That's not a thing. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what they is. I don't know what they are. No, he just, and instead the twink walks by and goes, meep, meep.
Yeah.
And he races.
And then he goes,
and he chases him off because, twinks are fast, but they steal. Remember that.
And then an anvil falls of him when he gets over to like King's Road because you don't go any farther than that. That's not really West Hollywood anymore.
That's true. They're not allowed to go over that way. There's a big box of dynamite right before King's Road.
Boom.
Uh-huh. It's a force field.
Mm-hmm. Right by the Acme Playhouse.
He'll remember. Tell your aging gay friends that twinks are fast and they steal.
Watch your wallet.
When you're out.
That Roadrunner's got a... Can someone make a meme of the Roadrunner running with a little Twinkie backpack on him?
He's like, came all the way from Orange County tonight.
That they got for free at a gay pride.
Because y'all,
which hopefully from Bud Light.
He's not sleeping alone tonight,
he's not
that Roadrunner.
No, that Roadrunner. What are we talking about again?
I don't know. But Carlentine.
Carlentine.
Little Carlentine, who looks just like her father.
It's, you know what I have to say, because she might be listening? I saw in Orange County the production of Rigoletto with our friend Alyssa, who's a big sissy, y'all. I think she's in the Sissy Squad.
So it was a good production, you said.
It was fantastic.
You lauded this production.
It was great. Rigoletto and Gilda, those are really hard roles.
They are.
They're fantastic. The production, they did a whole like...
I'm sure Sissy Alyssa was wonderful.
Oh, she was...
She's used to playing battle axe. And she's
just slutty Italian women.
The battle axes of opera. That's her fach.
Oh yeah. Look at like they did the set scenery as tarot cards.
That's cool.
And they illuminated them. They were really it was like a beautiful
set. I
want
to see that program because I want to know what opera company was involved.
Okay, yeah. It was just gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous.
That's a good idea.
Anyway, best part of the night. And I got Poodle an espresso cup from there as a gift. But best part of the night.
The faggy store. The fag store.
I met a new sissy because Gilda was this little blonde woman who looked kind of like, she looks like.
She's usually tiny because
She looks like, she reminded me of Melissa Rauch from Night Court.
Oh,
or
fun.
A young Kristen Chenoweth, whatever. Anyway, amazing, amazing voice. Great actor. And obsessed with 90 Day Fiancé. And we just talked.
Sometimes you find them.
And we just talked. Like all these people were talking about all these. I kind of felt like, oh God. I didn't even feel bad that I'm trash because they were all talking about opera stuff and traveling. You know, opera singers, y'all, they're gone like 300 days a year. Yeah. They travel the world. And
you're talking about Chris and Jamie.
And we're fucking talking about Chris and Jamie. And they're all just kind of looking at us like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was great.
It does
found
bring
a new friend.
It does bring people together, 90 Day.
Y'all, our Sissy Squad, we have fun in there. Or if you don't want to join Facebook, or if you're not on Facebook, the Instagram or TikTok on the comments, you can meet like-minded dick pigs
you
in
can.
This group. That's what we're all about.
So, where was I?
Sorry. And thank you, Sissy Alyssa, for that comp ticket. It was wonderful. You were fantastic.
So, we are, it seems like he's off to Colombia, Valentine, to get married. He says, I'm very horny. We need to go to the room and have sex. Now, what's weird, we find out later, they've never had what I would refer to as penetrative sex. I was kind of shocked.
Is there any other, I mean, what option do you have?
Well, there are some gay couples or I would say male couples who don't have penetrative sex.
Stick it in me.
They're like some gay men or some queer men. Some queer men identify as sides. There's no top or a bottom.
Mm-hmm. They're like baked beans. I don't know what that means. I don't know why.
What does that mean?
Baked beans is a side. I don't know. It's like, why do we always have to be side? So many labels for gay people. We're a wolf. We're a side. We're this.
I think it's meaning it's supposed to be a non-binary. It's supposed to be a non-binary, too, so it's not top
and
bottom.
But I agree. I was teasing earlier. You don't always have to have penetrative sex. The problem is, I think they both want to have penetrative sex.
And, y'all, he's where...
And again, Carlos, I love that this show explains it. It's Carlos explaining.
Not explains it, basically puts on a PowerPoint presentation. Again... We started out as being gay rights. Now it's almost like a dissertation.
Oh, but it's good because you know Carl's wife doesn't pay for... So she's never listened to Love is Blind. She doesn't pay for the Patreon or the Supercast here.
Yeah.
So she watches. She just went, Carl,
there can be a top and a bottom.
Carl, I finally get your cousin James. I get it now.
in 2 minutes of airtime. Mm-hmm.
Shooter, go get Mama's TV guide. I want to look at that Cheyenne Jackson. I think he's a top.
I think you're right.
Oh, I think you're,
Yeah. He is so hot.
He is
and so hot.
Everything that I've heard about him, he's a wonderful human. I hope that's true. At least what I've heard.
He's had his own demons, and he's had some.
Isn't he sober now?
I think so.
Yeah, I think before he got a nice dick.
Kind of. It's a little weirdly shaped sometimes. I can't believe I can comment on this because I've seen the penis so many times. He sent like a jack-off video to his boyfriend at the time. His boyfriend's into Landmark, so...
Is what?
Landmark.
What's that?
It's this kind of self-improvement, kind of workshop kind of stuff. It's kind of Scientology adjacent.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the only problem with it.
Well, maybe that's why his Instagram posts are just him and his kids usually. His boyfriend's not in there a lot. He does post a lot about Leslie Jordan. I appreciate that.
Yeah. No.
Don't forget.
I hear he's a very kind person. I've heard that. He's definitely had his demons.
Well.
Yeah. We all have.
Yeah.
Just some of those didn't show. Just some of the jerk-off video didn't circulate online.
Oh, you know what, honey?
Give it time.
Those didn't show when we were young because we weren't doing anything where somebody would know us.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Don't even act like what you had on your Samsung Galaxy.
Oh, my little blue flip phone.
Oh, come
Jesus.
On. Come on. That Razor. Boy. Every time you open up your Razor phone, I'd hear it go, no, I can't. You're disgusting. Send it. 646. Send it.
646.
Whatever.
Y'all, so they're crying. It seems like everything's fine. Carlos is going to meet Valentine's mother.
Everything's not fine. He's flying Spirit Airlines. That's not fine, y'all.
To Colombia.
Not fine.
Jesus. I do question the veracity of this storyline. I don't think they have problems. Because the only problem they seem to have now is the fact that Carlos wants Michelle to come to their wedding.
It feels fraudacity.
And I think it feels that way because the stakes, that seems to be the tent pole of the stakes of their season. And I think they have more issues than just that.
Is it though, again, going back to gay rights on 90 Day Fiance, you know, whereas before on 90 Day Fiance, we had Kenny and Armando who went through real shit.
Yeah.
and
especially with
Armando's family,
pants, Armando.
and Kenny's kids getting act, you know,
yeah.
Is it part of gay rights that we finally get a Fraudacity line?
So is that line? A win?
Is that a win
for representation? Yeah, who knows? It's not a bad point.
I will say this though, they're entertaining to watch because Valentine, they're figuring out who they are because Valentine is realizing that he's going to be kind of the more, the person that puts pressure in the relationship, and Carlos is going to be the dramatic one.
Boy, it's so weird how I've flip-flopped on these two. Like, I'm like, oh, Valentine's the one, even though he has a capital L in his name, Valentine's the one who's grounded.
It does seem like this season he's the one who's grounded.
And also, y'all, Carlos said, "Oh, I've never seen your hair." And he, at one point, I need to say this: I like your hair now. I mean, I liked it before too. I mean, pretty bird. It's like, oh, it's the first time I can touch your head. And the hair we've talked about this before. The hair system is gone, y'all.
The hair system is gone. He again. I was not attracted at first. I'm into it now.
So that's all it takes, huh?
I do have a thing. I like bald-headed or shaved-head guys. It's a thing.
Okay.
I do. Because you can just, you don't have to pull hair. You just kind of grab onto the top of the head like a top of a screwdriver. Just,
wow. Oh, we stripped another one. She stripped.
Boop. Wow.
That
was good.
He basically says, "Let's go back and take off our clothes." They still have been. They did the top bottom discussion, and I wrote down, "Wait, they haven't had sex yet." I can't. But maybe it's because they didn't spend a whole lot of time with each other. Still,
maybe. Yeah.
And
it's cute though. Carlos cries when he sees him.
I do, and they're like, "What?" So
Valentine loves a shirt. It's very
sweet. We can do things like fingers or dildos. And I wrote down, "Wow, here we go."
I mean, just talking about it.
I'm glad. Now
they didn't mention fists. You can do that too.
Valentine says, "I've used toys in the past." The thing that I found ironic and funny was Valentine says, "I think we definitely need to have sex before the wedding," and I think. This is some bizarro world in gay relationships where it's like a lot of conservative straight relationships like, we will not have sex before the wedding.
And they're like, we need to dig down before the day.
It feels like we were in backwards world. Now, y'all know me. I am completely in favor of trying the milk a few times before you walk down
the
aisle.
You don't say. Yeah. Well, that's new.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Or trying it so many times, you don't have to walk down the aisle.
Yeah, I think your milk becomes pretty much fucking cottage cheese.
More like poison.
Yeah. Yeah, just the stuff they make Botox
from. Yeah. You drink enough milk so you don't really need to walk down that aisle.
Yeah, exactly. But they see each other, they leave the airport, and Carlos says, "I'm so glad you're here. I can't wait to get married to you. This is great since we broke up 3 weeks ago."
This is just gay drama.
And that's where you remember, oh, they are so... And I really think it's Carlos, the one that's like...
Oh, fuck yes.
Because y'all...
We're broken up now, click.
Someone, she's got her skin resurfaced. Her skin looks better. Someone's been working out and is like super buff. Her hair's grown out, y'all. She is...
She took a belt sander to that face. Yeah.
This is her season where she's going to build that Instagram and start that OnlyFans.
Yeah, this is her season. I agree.
Someone told me that, I got a message from a city that Deontay apparently reinstalled his OnlyFans.
Uh-oh.
Well, the show's over. They're not using him. He's got to make money
somehow. That's true. Poor Deontay.
If anyone has a right to be a porn star, it's Deontay. What else is he going to do with that ginormous dick?
It's a big penis. That's all I've
Could
got about
Could we ask
them.
Lindsay about that tomorrow when we see her? How big was Deontay's dick? We've seen it. Yeah. I think that's... Oh, really? You don't want to talk about them taking a shower together?
Oh, yeah. They're showering.
Boy. boy.
Seen one, seen them all.
Wow, it really does take a Mack truck just to slam into you in the side just for you to even get a chubby.
Yeah, no, it needs to be a Mack truck, 1975. It needs so to be at the right time of day.
So it smells like ethanol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dreamweaver needs to be playing on the radio. And then just maybe I'll come.
All right, we're going to take a commercial. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love
love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find you're happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, Queens.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
New couple alert, new couple alert.
New couple alert.
Jordan, 38, from Dallas, and Everton, 47, from Jamaica. Currently residing in Grand Cayman.
He's handsome, too. She's beautiful.
There's something off here. Did you feel it?
Yeah, her clothes.
Well done.
Y'all.
If you came for gay vaudeville jokes... You're in the right podcast.
You sure are.
We need to have a. We need to have some with rim shots always right there.
Is that the rim shot one? Did I press the right one?
It was nothing.
Oh, nothing must happened. Not been turned up.
Yes. Okay. That's the rim shot.
Good
one.
To know.
You ruined it.
It's I ruined over. It again. Even in live in person, the rim shot is still late.
Yeah. There's nothing sadder than a late rim shot.
No, that's true. Now, though, I kind of wish it would do the one where it would go, dum-dum, dum-dum, dum-dum. Oh,
that one doesn't even sound like a rim shot.
No, it's terrible. Something's off.
Yeah, something feels off with both of these people.
I think she grew up very religious in Dallas.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I think she is trying to just... Which, good for her, leave the life of religious isolation and conformity, and she's just doing her thing.
Previously, she was an eyelash extension artist, which I wrote down, well, I've heard everything.
I mean, that there's some sissies that do that. It's a skill. It is very difficult to do.
But
think
don't
about
you just,
Micah from Love is Blind loves hers.
Yeah. Do people... focus in just that?
No, this is someone who actually does eyelash extensions. So we're talking about they go and they take individual eyelashes and they glue them and adhere them to each one of your actual eyelashes.
Wow.
So it's like a painstaking process, but it looks so real.
Yeah, okay.
Although I'm a fan of Lashify, y'all.
But it's just so, it's just, it's there, but they're so big. Like, a lot of them.
Again, it's kind of like the lip thing. Most of them are. It's kind of like when we said fake lips look terrible, and then all those sissies read us for filth and showed us their
true
how amazing their lips looked.
So maybe it's the ones who go too much.
I was like, your mascara you're wearing, so it enhances your eyelashes. So she's like, well, you told me to get Lashify. It's Lashify. And it was such a natural lash.
Yeah.
So you can do it. I was just thinking the other day, I saw a woman. I've decided that eyelashes are too long in this country. They're too long. They don't need to be that big. You look stupid. You don't look beautiful. You don't look more expensive. You look like a spider has landed on your face.
I'm also concerned by the unwanted butterfly effects that are happening when people are blinking their eyes.
That's probably how that moth got in this living room, is a bitch blinked and blew that moth
and blew
this,
that moth
this away.
In there. I mean, think what could have happened with a flip of someone's eyelashes.
That's a sorry
it could
thing
cause
to do
a whole
to a
other
moth.
War.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I think, and the problem is with all makeup, is unless you're doing an event or it's Halloween or you want to do something special, makeup should enhance your natural features and make people look at how pretty your lips are, or your nose, or how beautifully engaging your eyes are. I do your makeup, your eyes are practically hypnotic. You're welcome. That's what should do. Even when you put on fake lashes, if you're putting on fake lashes and you see people looking above your eye because they're looking at your lashes, and I know that feeling because people often look at me like that right now because I have rubber bands on my mouth. But if you're given that same look, your lashes are too big. I'm sorry. I'm done with the soapbox.
I think that's all fair.
That's just my opinion. Don't hate people in the group who have eyelashes, y'all. If somebody wants long eyelashes, that's fine.
Spoiler alert, she's a nudist. 8-foot privacy fence.
There's some teenage boys that
I was going to say.
They are so happy they live in Capel.
definitely. That's exactly. This is like, this is one of those Delos suburbs.
Yeah.
This, she has Frisco. She's actually not wealthy enough to be in Frisco.
Not Frisco, no. Yeah. It's like Capel or. What are the other? White
Corinth.
Rock. What? Corinth.
Corinth
is norther.
Yeah.
Norther.
More north.
She could be in Flower Mound or Louisville.
Yeah. I'd say so.
Yeah.
Flower Mound, yeah. So this kind of, she decided though, since the beauty industry was because of COVID, she's like, I'm an enterprising young lady. I'm going to start doing fetish videos. Good for you. I got to be honest, y'all. Cake sitting, number one, the violence being done to cake. We know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a fetish market out there for it. Great. I think the cleanup alone, I feel like you would never, even if you showered, I feel like you'd get stuff.
Someone
in
pays
places.
You $1,000 to sit on a cake.
Can I be assured that the cake didn't take a long time to make? Because I don't want
just
a long...
buy a store-bought cake.
That I could do. Yeah. $1,000 is different.
Yeah, exactly. They shut you up. You're about to go.
Now I would not. I would not pop balloons with my ass like she did.
No. Could you ever do that?
No. It's too traumatic for me.
Yeah, I get it.
The other thing, it doesn't feel like. Maybe I'm wrong. It doesn't feel like she enjoys this. Maybe she does.
I think she does. Okay. I got the feeling she does. I don't think she's been forced into web modeling.
No. But she's doing custom fetish videos, so this must be lucrative.
Where I was with this was, wow, 90 Day Fiancé, like how many 90 Day, like, I bet you Stephanie is pissed.
I bet they already got a fetish person. Because
they never even talked about what she, I think they talked about her selling farts in the jars.
Yeah.
They never talked about her really doing, they talked about her YouTube channel.
Yeah.
They didn't talk anything about her unfiltered, her OnlyFans.
No, it's true.
None of that.
So
now it's mainstream, y'all.
She's like, I'm very secure in my sexuality. My fiance doesn't know anything about what I do. And he's also not a fan of public nudity. Y'all, Everton lives. She met Everton in Grand Cayman. He was the captain of the boat. They've been together for 12 years.
On and off.
On and off.
For 12 years, yeah.
So, y'all,
they're like a Mike and Kate.
Since she was 26 years old.
Yeah. Again.
That's a long time to be on and off.
But doesn't make sense now. I told you she's probably grew up religious.
Yeah.
I feel like that's it.
I have a feeling that eyelash extension artist was a profession in a long list of things.
Oh, probably.
She had done.
Probably.
She's looking for something. So he left Jamaica for the Cayman Islands because of the kind of what he said
work opportunities. Yeah. You can make more work art because
and through the pandemic, he said tourism was decimated, so she's been helping him out financially.
He gets kind of emotionally and caught up. He said, you know, she was everything for me, and having her was a game changer. And he said, she's phenomenal, and I love her so much. She's a great person.
And now they've officially been back together for 3 years.
I wrote his whole energy. He's very chill. He's very calming,
well,
like when you listen
that's
to him talk.
Jamaican men, a lot of times, but... something's off. I don't know what it is. Maybe they're just... How many times has she been down there to visit him? Or is she comfortable with long distance?
We don't know.
I don't know if we know that.
She says that he's they're the kindest person together, and then cut to... I'm scared to say this because I know it's going to ignite you. But basically, when she looks at the camera and just said, "Oh, I'm a kitty today," and she starts meowing, and then I'm going to say this: as a professional cam model here, whose name is Piano Cat 77,
yes, Yes.
What is your opinion of her kitty cat performance?
Well, it's one thing to call yourself a cat. Uh-huh. It's quite another to develop the mannerisms and live as one. A theoretical cat. I embody piano cat, which is different than being an act. It's too literal.
You do have that cat butt plug. That helps.
True.
But true. You embody cat.
Yeah. And I have a lovely, right at the end of a session, I have a lovely bowl of meow mix. It's actually the highlight of my set. And I don't eat it out of a bowl. Let me just say that.
There we go. I didn't like the way she meowed.
No, it wasn't commitment. I questioned the commitment.
How does Piano Cat 77 meow? I know we're not paying for it right now. But.
Then you're not going to hear it. That's capitalism, my friend. I give nothing away for free.
As my Aunt Karen said, it's going to be a mystery to me.
Exactly. It's a mystery to me.
You. Oh, my God. I almost forgot this. Gilda, you know what she also talked about? She loves true crime stuff. She, the Rigoletto woman. So she was talking about true crime. And she also said, and I love that podcast. I forgot what it's called, but the one that takes place in Oklahoma that has my old stepsister on it. She knows that. She knew all about Oklahoma.
Your old stepsister.
My dad's second wife, Brenda, her daughter, is interviewed in that podcast.
Did you ever call her your stepsister?
No, but I'm trying to explain who she was in a more succinct way.
I guess it's better than your future niece-in-law.
Yes.
which still hurts my head.
Now she's just my niece. Niece Cassidy, I love her.
My future niece-in-law.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Get your jewelry at Ray Ward Fine Jewelers.
Oh, they're not a sponsor. So she's cutting fruit because she has friends over, and all I could think of was, is this what you used in your last fetish videos? Because, like, cucumbers and strawberries, yeah, and now we're going to eat it.
Yeah. You wash that skin. If you peel it, you can't even taste it was in your vagina.
I think if I was over at her house, I would ask that. I think I would feel a necessity to ask that. Heather and Alexa. Also, she's cooking naked. She has an apron on.
Apron on.
It still looks like maybe she wasn't boiling anything that could like pop on her skin or something like that. But maybe she's not using the oven. It just felt a little dangerous to me.
I never thought about that, actually.
Yeah.
It's weird that that's what you thought about was the safety of the naked chef.
Never know. Can't say. Sometimes I've been cooking when I've been entertaining.
I was gonna say, that only tells me that maybe you've been cooking sans apparel.
Hey, sometimes you've got to make a quick cherished jubilee.
So that way someone will get to your cherry's jubilee.
Exactly.
Wow.
Doesn't matter where you are. Sometimes when the moment hits you.
If the souffle doesn't rise, poodle will.
I'm just saying, this did not feel safe to me.
We need to move on.
Fair.
We need to move. So she's talking to her friend. They're like, can you go put on some clothes again? She's like, oh, okay. So she comes back and we find this is what's off.
Yeah, this is where it went completely off the rails for me.
She bought a big plot of land in the Grand Caymans.
Yeah.
And she wants, y'all, we don't know.
Starting a business.
She's starting a business of building apartments and maybe a restaurant.
There, it is, when you say maybe a restaurant, I think that should be more than a maybe in part of your business plan.
Yeah.
I don't think this is past the thinking level.
This is some Chris and Jamie shit of let's go buy a food bus.
Yeah.
We don't know that she's had any experience in apartment. Maybe she has, but in real estate, restaurateur, she is not.
And she paid for it, but he has power of attorney, which is basically, if you guys don't know, it's basically giving him every right to make decisions, business decisions, without contacting her.
Yeah. I know, because Poodle, all the time, he'll be like, hey, can you sign this card? And then right before I sign, he slips the card away, and I see the line of a contract that he keeps trying to sign.
I wish they'd make power of attorney not so big on those contracts. But they got to put in like 20-point type. God, it has really screwed me over before.
Yeah.
They got to put it right there at the top.
I know. It's just terrible.
Maybe I find it in another language. If they just sign a French contract, they won't know.
It takes a lot to do a pay. It always feels weird when we did one for my dad. Even though we were there to help him, it just felt weird, like we were.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
So, and I say that for her to do it, she kind of just says it very flippantly, and I thought, that's not a flippant. That's not.
Yeah. Mm-mm. She also says,
I agree with you. Something's off.
She's the friends say, are you engaged? And she's like, well, yeah. Well, there's not an official proposal. So I was like, are
she
you
doesn't
like
have a ring?
Indy and Harry, you spiritually married?
Indy and Harry.
I know.
I'm so glad she's not with him anymore.
She also says that Everton supports his mother and his two sons from previous relationships. And the friends are
ding,
like,
ding, ding.
Yeah, the friends are like, and y'all remember, this is we've had this issue with people saying these things about Jamaican men before. They said this about Sherlon. They said this about Jay and Ashley, and the friends are basically saying that, and they're like, yeah, he helps everyone, especially the moms of his kids and strangers.
It's a thing, yeah, just of the culture where they're just helping out other people. And so it makes you. Now, look, because also, too, y'all, we know Stephanie makes a lot of money from her OnlyFans and then her Unfiltered. She makes a lot of money from that. So Jordan's a pretty woman.
Yeah.
Like, she probably makes, I bet she at least makes 6 figures a year probably doing
this. Good for her.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of articles during the pandemic of women who just started using this as their income and weren't going to go back to corporate America.
Good for her. Makes me want to do it.
But I say that, though, if she's making all this, is he just seeing her?
I don't think we know enough yet. I'm just saying something's off.
Something's off.
Speaking of something's off, Lydia and Scott.
Woo!
We're Mom's Day out.
This is so sick.
Alice.
We had a sissy. We've had a couple
early
of sissies.
Early to bed, early to rise. It's a great song.
Is that the theme song?
Yes.
That Alice? I don't remember it.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-dum.
I don't remember it. We did have some sissies, two sissies. I don't know if you read both of them. Reached out and said, kind of like, they said, from what they know about Scott, he's a nice guy. He is just kind of like his dog. Worked out, not dumb, but just doesn't seem to be mean, but always likes the attention.
Yeah.
But basically said, this guy wants to be an influencer and doesn't realize that Lydia is going to devour him.
Oh, she's going to eat his brain.
Oh, yeah.
The thing about Scott I noticed, he's got that line that goes from his nose to his chin or his mouth is very developed, and it reminds me of a cat.
The line from his nose?
No, underneath his nose.
Oh.
That little divot.
He does look like, yes.
It's extremely developed, so it kind of looks like he's a Thundercat. Like half man, half cat, and he's got a light lip, so you see a lot of teeth.
Does that make you want to fuck him more? Because I know you were really into Thundercats.
I do not want to fuck him, but I did want to fuck Lion-O. Yo, those were some hot fucking cartoons.
Wow,
that's part of my sexual awakening. Wow, Chitara was all up on Lion-O.
I know.
Fuck her.
Thundercats. Now, whoa. I have to remind myself, what is this?
Early to bed. The rise, yeah. Early to bed. And in between, I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head.
That's actually Linda Lavin singing.
That's Linda Lavin.
Right?
I had to get up, get up.
me. New girl in town.
She's looking good. There's a fresh face in the neighborhood.
Oh, she just dropped all the straws.
Kiss my grits.
I love the older redheaded woman.
Flo.
Fum, 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 fum.
It's a great theme song.
Theme songs are dead.
Yeah. So, Alice.
I just needed to get that out of you. I hear you. You were going to sing it the entire time.
I was
time.
Probably going to. Y'all, he's going to the DR in 3 days.
Yeah.
So, he's got pizza with mom. Brings up Lydia, and mom
says...
His mom's
83 years old.
Yeah. You know what?
Oh,
I think this would work better...
I shouldn't have played that theme song.
...as a reality gaze theater. Early to bed. It's early to rise. Early to bed. Neighborhood. There's a new kid in town. Brand new style.
All right, that's all you get. That's all you get. I'm assuming you're
going to...
Mom's
out
play
there.
Alice.
If your little boy
you'll
loved Alice... No, absolutely not. I was saying, if your little boy loved Alice and had a really strong, especially to Flo and Linda Lavin herself, Alice, he gay.
I will say... One of my good friends dog sits for Linda Lavin, so I've been in Linda Lavin's home a lot.
Name drop her.
No, but it is like, I've never met Linda. They're out of town. But it is like just old gay Mecca.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like the picture she has with all the different people and the awards. And like my friend, she's like...
I'm a huge fan.
She has no idea what any of these things are. And I'm going, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And it was like
I saw her in that off-Broadway show.
It's
Christmas, and she was unbelievable in it.
She said one day, like, that she had been, she's been dog-sitting for over years. And, like, 6 months in, she went, holy shit.
Is she a celebrity?
She's a really big, and I was like, it's Linda
Lavin. Linda fucking Lavin.
And don't get me started about
when
she works for Jean Smart. Because like, what was it, the award show or some comedy thing where he talked about all gay guys like Jean Smart?
Oh, what was
what
that?
What was that? It made me laugh
it's
so
true.
Hard. It's so true.
So y'all, so he is
I'll
talking
play Scott.
To...
They're having pizza and they're sitting talking to his mom, Alice, 83 years old. And action.
Well, mom, God... I got a roof, roof. Oh, sorry, I'm a little doggy. Got to look
oh,
good for
you
Lydia.
Oh, you a dog.
What do you mean I'm not a dog, Mom?
You know, she seems nice, but she's too old for you.
What?
I think she's too old for you.
Oh, no, nah, Mom.
You're better with younger girls.
No.
How old is she? Tell me how old she is.
She's never really told me. Never really told me how
old. What?
Whoop, she never told me how
Stop
old she
Stop barking, son.
So, okay, sorry, Ma.
We tried to cure you of that when you were young.
I know. It just, you know. So she said that she enjoys younger men, but she's never disclosed her age. Never disclosed. Yeah.
I'll disclose her age, all right.
I got to look good, though.
But you need to date women who is 30. You date younger girls. You're just like your father.
But she hasn't volunteered that information, Ma. So, you know, it's going to be good, Ma. She's a nice woman. She's a good woman,
I don't know
Ma.
If she's going to be into all the sex and stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Mom, all don't the, start talking
all
about
the
sex.
The cunning linguins. What's Ma, how
you
say it?
You know
cunning,
we don't like
cunning,
to hear about all the sex you
Cunning
dad
little
did.
Vixens.
No, the cunning little vixens, Mom. I don't want to talk about this. I know
here's
about
the
what...
the thing. Women are not interested when they get older. Like, buddy, I was very interested with your father.
Dad,
I'm just going to tell you that.
I know.
And you're like your father. He had a huge sex drive. kind of like he had a huge dong.
Oh, mom.
And he was going to put his schmeckle anywhere he possibly could,
mom,
to me.
I know. You told me about the story.
He was chasing me around the house.
You told me
I was running laps like the Indy 500.
Yes, you told me about what happened in Poughkeepsie. I know.
Yeah, and sometimes he'd be jerking off on the other side of the room. It would just shoot into the side of the wall.
I know, Ma. You told me why you...
Why do you think I put that wallpaper up?
Ma.
Your father's sex drive is something I still think about.
I know, Ma. You want to dance?
Sure.
And...
Watch out, I may pee on you.
See. I love this woman.
I do, too.
I love Alice.
I do think she may be setting women back about 30 years, but...
Yes, but you know what?
Who
when
cares?
You're 83 years old...
You can say whatever the fuck you want.
You can say whatever the fuck you want. Mm.
I still love...
I know merengue. I'll show you.
I still love when she said, when women get older, they're not interested in sex. I'm like, you should talk to our dick pigs. Our dick pigs and our sissy squad... All they care about is cock.
Yeah, we've got some 60-year-old, 70-year-old that want a good dick.
I know.
I don't know if we have any 80-year-old sissies in our squad.
I don't know.
If we have an
come at me if you're an 80-year-old sissy.
If we have an octogenarian sissy, let us know, right? He's an octogenarian.
Yeah, I want to celebrate you.
He's 90, right?
70.
What's 90?
Nonagenarian. Yeah. Septuagenarian is 70.
Oh, wait, it's 70. Because remember that guy that we had during Cabergay that kept saying he was a sexy septuagenarian? That was his brand.
Oh, yeah.
The one that you hired and said he'd be a good narrator.
Yeah, that wasn't true. He was free.
There, he's good enough. Hopefully he's still alive. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. The less we say about this, the better.
People are already worried about Linda Hunt. That's on you, not me. Anyway, y'all, we love Alice. I love at the end where she says, look, mama knows best.
End of story. And I wrote down, God, I want her to meet Lydia.
Oh, please.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think Lydia is going to be leaving.
But she says, mom's right about one thing. I have a harsh sex drive and I don't need the blue pill.
Gross.
I did not need to see this overgrown, roided up cat man.
Yeah,
thinking about having him sex.
Shocker! You don't need the blue pill because you're taking so much fucking testosterone right now. You're like you see a Carl's Jr. and you get a hard on.
The star.
The star. Sure. You're like that is a sexy star, Carl's Jr.
So.
Meanwhile in the DR.
We are going out with Nicole's friends because Lydia has no friends.
No, Lydia
because
has
she's a horrible human
she's
being.
She's a horrible human being.
And
he's coming tomorrow and Nicole's like so they're going out and Lydia's like I am nervous and they're talking about y'all just shows you what type of people they are. Not one comment about this guy's personality.
No.
That he's just tall, that he's muscular. Nicole is just talking about what a hunk of man meat he is coming to fuck his mother.
Which.
Literally, that's it.
Which I think is great. They're just in generally shallow people.
Yes, y'all. She gets her a 90 like it's her fucking bachelorette party.
I do want to say one thing. What is this evening... missing, and that is a prancing, lisping queen who brings sex toys.
Boy.
Joelle.
Gay can be spoke in any language.
And this one is, it's quite loudly.
It's quite loud. Yeah. Where a purse falls out of my mouth, he opens his mouth, and what falls out, poodle?
Castanets.
Sequin castanets,
yes,
y'all.
Yes.
Wow.
No, what are Dominican instruments? I'm trying to think of what... Castanets are Spanish, so yeah.
I don't know. Joel is her stylist.
And friend.
Because, you know, remember, y'all, they're not reality stars. They're normal, everyday people that have stylists.
I have an idea.
This isn't someone from Stitch Fix.
I thought that I have a feeling she doesn't have many gay friends. So she had to convince her stylist to come on the show.
The stylist has told everyone that he's going to get famous after this.
Yeah.
He's so ready.
Like, kind of like Jamie on The Other Way. It's just gays who she worked with.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She's like, I didn't wait 12 years for a tiny one.
No.
She's a dick pig through and through.
I mean, this is we're talking about tops, bottoms. We're talking about the sizes of dicks.
And cucumbers. This show is sponsored by the Cucumber Lobby.
It's true. The cucumbers are back in action.
Jordan was cutting up cucumbers earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder where those went. And Nicole says, to mommy's second first time. That was funny. I got to give her that.
That was funny.
So, y'all, they've been using the translator app, and she doesn't know any English. We know that. She knows a couple of words.
Yeah.
I will say Nicole's English has gotten a lot more proficient.
We haven't seen Nicole since like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Well, she's been on The Family Chantel.
But we haven't seen that.
Yeah, true.
Yet,
we so haven't we have yet.
Not. We haven't seen her since.
So,
yeah.
Later on, Lydia is wearing the robe of a woman whose husband recently had an unfortunate accident. Yeah. when the cops come to your house, yes, and says, "Officer, is it my husband?"
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
It's got feathers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It'd be on Campo Rama Instagram. Yes. I love that.
Yes.
Instagram.
Yes. Yes. And, y'all, I think Lydia does. She looks good. She's been working hard.
She looks great.
It's just a saying that she's rotten inside.
Yeah.
And basically, y'all, she's going to the airport. There he is. He grabs her, does curls, arm curls with her.
Just lifts her right up. And again, and when he does that, I went, oh, and that's what this relationship is about. It's just about, it's going to be about just the physical for them. And
yeah,
y'all,
totally.
This is going to flame out brightly quicker than when Poodle said he was going to go on Price is Right naked. Didn't air.
You know, they don't tell you can't spin that giant wheel because it doesn't look really good.
He ran down there and immediately threw off his clothes. And when someone bet $1, you said, I'm worth more than that. And then they realized this episode wasn't going to air.
Then you wind up hogtied behind the showcase number one.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't like that day didn't turn out like I thought
Drew
it would.
Drew Carey's just holding a whip in his hand saying, whose line is it now, bitch?
Wow. That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. I will say this. I wrote, because the sissy said, oh, he seems like a good guy, but I wrote, this man is a player.
He's also in it for clout. This is a clout.
Because he's all dance. I think they're just both playing one another.
And y'all, she's going to wind up like walking into the ocean, peering out at it like we saw in the trailer, which is just like perfection.
She's gonna get upset because no one plays Lydia.
No,
she has the narcissism where she thinks that this guy is totally into her, and will be shocked and just gutted when she realizes that he's just conning her.
And she's also gonna go take low blows like she always does when this is all over.
And we're gonna be here for it, and it's gonna be riveting to watch.
Low blows. That's what they called me in college.
I got it that time too. All right, everybody, that's the show. Go to realitygaze.com. Hey, leave a review on Spotify because you can leave a review.
That's a new thing.
Like the last 6 months.
Never mind.
So you can do it on Apple Podcasts too. Leave a review. Go to realitygaze.com for those links. If you want to listen to this show commercial free for your
pleasure.
You can do that by joining our Reality Gaze Plus at the $8 tier. Also, I've been noticing, keep me bringing it up. Your internet modem is just flashing red. It has been now for like the last 3 months.
Here's the thing. It doesn't really work, but I need to keep it in because it needs to go to another thing that works.
Why? Why? Wait, I realize there's another modem right by it.
Because that one works.
But just unplug
the
one
that's the router. It's because it needs to go through something for the TV and the Google Nest. No one gives a shit about any of this.
I feel like I might be able to fix this.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't want you touching anything.
Y'all, we got to go. I got to go organize something, and Poodle's got to go yell at me. But we'll see you later. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you have live in Florida and you've seen what you think is a cat-man hybrid out prowling, like the teeth are too high, where it kind of looks like a stuffed lion.
You're right.
Call us because I need to ask him some questions.
Oh, love in paradise. We're planting a banana tree. Love in paradise. Have you heard of polyamory? I swear that I can see forever in your giant dick. Love in paradise.
It's the size of my arm.
Fade it, Gary. Wonderful, it, wonderful. Gary.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.